This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So I think one of the things that Saeed did to deposit in my emotional bank account, it seemed strange, of course, for many to hear him say he was doing about 70% of the cooking. But before we got married, when Saeed was telling me my rights under Sharia, the first thing I always remember that stood out was he said, you do not need to cook in the marriage. And I didn't know this, even though I didn't see my mother cooking except when she wanted to cook for fun or something, an English dish and so on. But he said, you do not owe me to cook. You're not going to be a glorified housewife. What your obligations are here. And he gave me a book, and funny enough, it was a book written by my mum, and he said, read it. These are your rights, but these are your obligations to me. And we discovered that as the marriage started, even though he knew I could cook over 200 French and Italian, dishes, and yeah. My stepmother, may Allah have mercy on her, taught me our Nupi local dishes, and I learned from other friends, I could cook extremely well, but he was the one who was doing the cooking around the house, cooking in the house. He was doing the chores. He was helping clean up the house. He would be vacuuming. He would take my laundry and go and wash, and just the ironing. I remember one day he gave me his clothes and told me to iron.
I was running late for work, and I just absentmindedly said, Mariam, can you please iron the shirt for me because I'm running late? She just stood there and said, this hand was not born with an iron in it. And I said, Subhanallah, don't worry about it.
I didn't want him to treat me like a house girl.
I just said, don't worry about it. I'll do my iron.
I know it sounds so terrible.
It was a joke.
Yeah,
but she wanted to send the message. It's a subtle reminder of what I told her.